My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So we're having some fun with the last 6 months. We also should very much let you hear some John Lynch before we take your calls, and we will. But some of this John Lynch, I think, was really important. And let's start with the most important of the important, and that is that's Ricky Pearsall and his situation.
You know, by the grace of God, Ricky Pearsall is here with the team and doing really well. Just wanted to address that situation from a team perspective. We just all feel incredibly blessed. Was able to be down at the hospital, and if I heard it from one person, I heard it from so many down there. It was nothing short of miraculous that he came out of this as good as he did. You know, on behalf of Ricky and his family, I talked with Ricky this morning. He just wants to express, and the team wants to express, our gratitude to a variety of people. Number one, the San Francisco Police Department. They were incredible in their response. They were incredible at the hospital. You know, I want to, in particular, recognize Joelle Harrell. I've met Joelle. I met her husband, Frank, who happened to be in charge of everything at the hospital at San Francisco General. But his wife was the first on the scene, and I think we've all seen the measures she went to make Ricky comfortable. And she was there for him in a real rough time. And I know how appreciative Ricky is of that. We're appreciative to the entire police department. They just were tremendous, from the police chief, Bill Scott, on down. The folks at San Francisco General, the care that they gave Ricky and his family, the respect, the way they handled things was just was unbelievable, and we're eternally grateful for that.
I know you were off kind of a 3-day weekend, middle of nowhere this weekend as well. When did you hear about this?
I heard about it just about an hour after it happened. I was just kind of taking a break from the family activity up there in Eureka, and you jump on the phone and you see the report, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
And then you start to look at it, and it's like, oh my God, just a robbery. And apparently it's a 17-year-old from Tracy, and I don't know if he had been at the Cow Palace signing previously and saw the Rolex and decided to follow him, or if it was just a youngster who made a terrible, terrible choice on, you know, how to spend his afternoon. Sal Castaneda on earlier with Steiny and Goo,
yep,
was the one saying that he came in from Tracy. And, you know, if you're kind of an amateur hour, because if you understand what's going on in the city right now, there's a lot of police around Pier 39 and Fisherman's Wharf and Union Square, where you have a lot of tourists. There's a lot of police. And so because of that, Ricky Pearsall was able to get his life saved by the actions of the officer. And this reminds me of just how humble we should all stay when it comes to people who give their life potentially to protect us. So this officer, she hears the gunshots and she runs toward them.
That's right.
Toward them.
That's right. And actually, John Lynch referenced her name. Let's let you hear, because he said, I think you've all heard this by now. I don't want to make the assumption that you've all heard this by now. Everybody went to their Labor Day weekend. Who knows where you were? And maybe you didn't get a chance to hear this. And it's important. It's an emotional. Sergeant Joelle Harrell. And this is from NBC Bay Area. This is their interview, or their sound that they put together, recounting what happened in the moments after the shooting.
Holding him. And I was like, okay, just be calm. You know, we're here. You know, we're going to take care. Everything's okay. And I could see his breathing started getting faster. I could feel his body changing. I see him look down, and he looks at me. He goes, am I going to die? And I just like, no. I take off my hat because I wanted to make eye contact with him. I wanted him to hear me. And I said to him, listen, look at me. I know you don't know me, but I want you to trust me. It's not your time. God is here with us, okay? Please be calm and breathe. You're strong, okay? I want you to be strong like you are out in the field. Just breathe. And he looked at me. He listened. He did it. And that helped so much.
I can't say enough or feel enough the emotions that she's expressing there.
Incredible.
She can barely state the sentence of recounting that Ricky looked at her and said, am I going to die? And that, for me, was the moment that kind of gets you, because when you read about this on a computer, yes, you know it's obviously serious. Oh, my goodness, Ricky Pearsall's been shot. And I think, like a lot of us, if we're in this industry, I started getting text messages from a lot of different places, and this person knows that person, and this person over here knows this person in the police department, and I was getting reports, and they were all good. They were good reports, like Ricky's going to be okay. And so you sort of, at least for me, you immediately go through a process of, oh my God, this is serious. It's awful. But pretty quickly, you're like, Ricky's life is not in danger. And so you get a little like barrier around you of like, okay, you know, like within a half hour, you're like, all right, just, what do you want to have for dinner? Like, you move on with your day and you forget what this experience must have been like for him.
Yeah.
You don't know if it hit an organ. You don't know. You got shot in the damn chest.
Right.
And so he's looking up at someone he's never met before, and his life is flashing before his eyes.
Exactly.
That's pretty intense, man.
When you go from the highest of highs of getting drafted and becoming a 49er, and you go to an autograph signing, and you're feeling great, and you're going out in the city on a beautiful day to do a little shopping, with, you know, spend some of your newfound money because you got that first round contract and it's a 4-year deal and you got a 5th-year option and things are pretty good. And then in an instant, your life changes from the pure joy of a weekend shopping trip in Union Square to now you're wondering if you're going to die. It just, I can't even put it into words. I have no idea what that must feel like. But the good news that it was an entrance and an exit, and we'll get into it a little bit more with Doc Pandy at 4 o'clock ask him about, you know, just the risks of playing post-gunshot wound, because we know about, like, all right, you had a broken arm. Okay, your broken arm is going to be 4 to 6 weeks, and we know that it's going to take a couple weeks after that to feel good again. We know what the timetable is on sports injuries, but what about gunshots? You don't often think about that as far as, like, the return-to-play protocol. So I'm curious to see what he thinks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have that at 4. And by the way, Mark Schlereth, who is going to join us every other week throughout the football season, is going to start that here in about 15 minutes. He'll join us at 3 o'clock, and we'll get into all things 49ers and football. There's a little bit more from John Lynch that we want to play for you, but I also want to be very mindful of those of you who want to weigh in and join the show, and we appreciate your interaction so much. So let's go out to Fremont, which is near and dear, because I do believe we're all going to be within the city limits in less than 24 hours at Fremont Bank for our 49ers and the preseason, the Red and Gold Summit, which is going to be happening at Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard tomorrow. Our show 2 to 4, then the whole gang plus Lo Neal in the building.
I can't wait.
On the rooftop deck tomorrow from 4 to 6.
Go to hell, Dibs.
Well, he probably will. He's going to go to Fremont. I don't know about hell, but we're all going to be there. It's going to be a blast. It's free and open to the public, first come, first serve. So we hope you'll make your plans to join.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.